You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back, everyone. I am Cheryl Fritz, along with Mark Price this evening, producing for me on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the line, Judge Clinton Kennedy III, 30th Circuit Court Judge in Ingham County. Good evening, sir.
Hello, Cheryl. How are you doing this afternoon?
Are you used to the name Judge yet? The prefix?
I'm getting used to it, but it's just, I still jump a little bit.
I like that. Clinton, there was a great article in the State Journal about you yesterday, the new chapter in your life. So I just wanted to follow up with that. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you very much, and I want to thank the voters of Ingham County for supporting me in the election.
Absolutely. After nearly 40 years in private practice as a trial lawyer, you were elected to the 30th Circuit Court. And just for some folks who may not know, just to clear it up, what kind of cases will you be handling in the 30th Circuit Court?
Okay. Once I got elected, I have been assigned to the General Trial Division. So there are two divisions, the Family Division and the General Trial. So I'll be handling all criminal felonies that have a penalty of 1 year or more, civil cases, court of claims, those actions filed against the state of Michigan, and administrative appeals from state agencies.
What are some of the challenges that you'll be kind of expecting and facing in this new position?
A big one is docket control with reduced resources. Everybody's feeling the economic crunch, so to speak, trying to become more efficient. So I have to bring myself on board, get up the stream, and still maintain efficiency of the court.
Now, you talk about docket control. How do you go about doing that? Is that about scheduling?
That's scheduling and trying to make sure the cases move along in a timely manner and try to encourage resolutions. And then the ultimate, of course, is trials. So you either have a jury trial or you can't have a trial with the judge. And so The last resort is the trial, so to speak. So try to encourage resolution prior to trial.
So you'll need some cooperation with the attorneys as well in that matter.
Cooperation with the attorneys, the parties, court staff. It's really a huge team effort. I think most people would be surprised by the number of people that are actually involved.
You spoke also of a reduced budget, Judge Kennedy, and Has there been a big cut in staff at the level that where you are in the 30th Circuit Court?
Well, I think there has been a cut in the clerk's office because the filing and record keeping is part of the Circuit Court action. There have been vacancies that have not been filled in the Family Division that they're working on trying to fill. And so, yes, just like everywhere else, they try to do this through attrition. But the bottom line is you have fewer people to handle the same workload.
Sure. What do you think you're looking forward to most in this new position?
I think just by my experience and the credentials that I accumulated over the course of 40 years practice, I believe that I have an opportunity to establish real communication with the community.
Very good. You talk about your experiences over nearly 40 years. What are some of your greatest achievements? And I know I'm asking you to brag about yourself. A lot of other folks could do that for you. But what are some of the things you're most proud of in your achievements as an attorney in private practice?
Number one for me always was recognizing, and I alluded to this in the newspaper, that when people came to my office, because I felt I was a people's lawyer, so the regular citizens would come in, and for them to come to an attorney, that was always a major decision. Whereas their case in the overall scheme of legal matters may not have been that big, it was very important to them. And I think that that's what I tried to bring to my practice. And likewise, when anybody appears in court, it may not be a big case in the overall scheme of legal matters, but it's certainly big to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you're making life decisions that will change their lives. Now, as attorney, you represented them and helped to guide them, give them best advice to get them somewhere. Now you're in a position to be making those changes.
Yes, and to make decisions, still offer guidance, though, give persons opportunities, but, I mean, the protection of the public is still a high priority, and so the public deserves to be protected.
Now, you will also be handling some cases in the family division?
No, I will be strictly in the general trial division. Yes.
Okay. Why did you want to be on the bench?
I think I took a long time in arriving at this decision. Really, several election cycles. People have suggested that maybe I should run, but I sort of kidded, saying that I really had until 2010 to run because that way I'd be able to have two terms due to age limitations. But I looked at it and I realized that I had accumulated the practical experience, that I had accumulated the policy aspect by my involvement in the community with such entities as the Lansing Board of Water and Light, Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. I served on each of those boards. I served on various boards and committees inside the State Bar Association, founded the Lancaster Black Lawyers Association, Ingham County Bar Association board member, State Bar Representative Assembly. So I realized that I did have this accumulation of skill and that this could offer me an opportunity to have a broader-based service to the community. So that really was my impetus, was the aspect of service to the community. And then elections are always uncertain. But I was prepared to put it out there and see if the people would support me.
Yeah, we have just about a minute and a half or so left. I mean, but this is nothing new for your family to be trailblazers and to be leaders in the community. Your father, Clinton Kennedy, and your mother, Hortense, such fine people, and clearly raised a fine son as well.
Well, thank you very much. And yes, they have been. And of course, my sister was the first female pediatric neurosurgeon in the country.
Yes.
And so I think it's an example of how society continues to open up and become inclusive. And once the door is open, hopefully one day we will all be on equal footing.
Absolutely. Well, I think you on the bench is going to move that in a closer to fruition, sir.
So thank you for your consideration, Cheryl.
What does your New Year plans look like?
I have an event, New Year's, in the Detroit area with friends, and then I'll be back and ready to run on January 3rd. That's my first official day.
Well, I know you met your staff a day or so ago. I know you're out of the state for a little bit, and I certainly appreciate your time joining us, and best of luck in the new year to you.
Yes, I'd like to wish all your listeners a happy new year.
Thank you so much. We've been talking with Judge Clinton Kennedy III, 30th Circuit Court Judge, taking the bench next week. Thank you. And we'll be right back with more Fritz and Friends.